There's this one, and it's this is what it says. God wanted the Canaanites destroyed because of their sin. Would he have held Israel to the covenant they made if they had destroyed the Gibeonites?
Read that again.
God wanted the Canaanites destroyed because of their sin. Would he have held Israel to the covenant they made if they had destroyed the Gibeonites?
Would they have? I see that, okay. I believe he would have, because again it said they made it in the they took the oath in the name of the Lord, and therefore whoever's asking the question, the answer is yes. I think God would not have been pleased with Israel if they had done that. In other words, Israel itself. That's why Joshua was so afraid to let them go. In other words, say, okay, we're going to destroy them because they lied to us. He felt the very fact that they had made the covenant in the name of the Lord, even though they didn't seek him through prayer, but they made it in the name of the Lord. It was that sense of justice that they had to stay true to the word of God no matter what. In fact, you know, as I was studying this, there's another whole sermon that can come out of this about the fact that sometimes we do the wrong thing and we still have to live with the consequences. In other words, Israel had to live with the consequences. And it talks about, you know, people go into a marriage, an unequally yoked marriage with an unbeliever and a believer and stuff. Just suddenly they find out, they become Christian, they find out in the Bible Christians shouldn't marry an unbeliever. It doesn't mean they just walk away from it. You live with the consequences. Mm. And maybe you can be salt and light and that sort of stuff. But, yeah, from everything I've studied, I think, again, God's name is so holy that if Israel had broken it, he would have punished them. And I think Joshua realized that.